This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked, "Who is the most deserving of your intercession on the Day of Judgment?" The Messenger of Allah replied, and we should remember this because this is prescribed by the one who will be interceding for us on the Day of Judgment. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who recites La ilaha illallah khalisan min qalbihi, with sincerity from his heart, that person is the most deserving of my intercession on the Day of Judgment. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the source of how to attain his intercession on the Day of Judgment. From this next narration, you can understand the status of parents. On the Day of Judgment, a man will come and he will see his rewards. And he will say to Allah, "Oh Allah, I didn't do so many actions to attain so much reward." The Prophet ﷺ said, "These rewards were written down for you. Your status on this day is written down for you because you did istighfar for your parents." Imagine this, a person who does istighfar for his parents, they benefit. And the person himself will benefit so much that he will not be able to believe his eyes when he sees the reward for doing istighfar to those individuals who deserve us to do as much as we can for them. The Quran will intercede for people on the Day of Judgment. The Messenger of Allah said, "Read the Quran, for it will intercede for you on the Day of Judgment." And his intercession is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who recites Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the Day of Judgment, when the sun is so close, it's a mile away, they will come as clouds and they will cover you, and that person will be saved from the heat and the sweat. Fasting on the Day of Judgment will come, and fasting will say, "Oh Allah, this person, I stopped him from eating and drinking," and it will intercede on behalf of that person. Tahajjud salah will come and it'll say, "Oh Allah, I stopped this individual from sleep," and it will intercede for that person. And this is why we need to remember, not only individuals will intercede on our behalf on the Day of Judgment, our fasting, our tahajjud, our recitation of the Quran, they will all come. And this is why we need to become people who exert ourselves in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we become close to Him. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also spoke about intercession of a child. He said, "Whoever has lost 3 children before they reach the age of puberty, they will intercede for their parents." The question was asked, "Oh Messenger of Allah, what about 2? The Messenger of Allah said, "Whoever has lost 2, they will intercede for their parents." The question asked, "What about 1, O Messenger of Allah?" The Messenger of Allah said, "Even if they have lost 1 child before puberty, that child will intercede on their behalf." How beautiful is the consoling of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the next narration. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A woman who loses a child due to a miscarriage, on the Day of Judgment, that child will come with its umbilical cord, and the parents will be going toward Jahannam, and it will tie its umbilical cord around the parents, and it will," narration mentioned, because it's a child, it's innocent, "it will argue with Allah, and it will say, 'Oh Allah, I am taking my parents into Jannah,' and it will drag its parents with its umbilical cord tied around them into Jannah." But there will be those who will not be allowed to intercede because of their actions in this dunya. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says, "I stayed at one person's house one day, and he asked the servant to do something, and the servant delayed, and he began to curse and insult that individual. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu woke up in the morning and he said, 'I heard you cursing and swearing at your servant.' He said, 'Yes, because he delayed.' Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, 'I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, curses, those who curse others will not be allowed to intercede for anybody else on the day of judgment. After everyone has finished their intercession, then Allah will say, you have finished your intercession. Now it's my time to intercede. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them out of Jahannam. And then He will put water which will rejuvenate them after they had been burnt, and they will come back to life as they were once upon a time.